What would happen when this goes into the courtroom and a case is won? What would that mean to the American people regarding the 16th Amendment never being ratified? What would the government have to do?
The government would have to stop collecting taxes from each and every individual. I challenge the government at every place I go. I tell everyone that I, Bill Benson, absolutely, completely refuse to file a 1040 tax return under our present taxing system. I'll not permit this federal government to make me a criminal. Because under 18 U.S.C. 1001, I would become an accessory after the fact to the criminal act that Philander Knox committed back in 1913 because it was a fraudulent act. And fraud vitiates every contract from its inception. It is null and void. So the very second that Philander Knox signed that document on February the 25th of 1913, it was null and void. When that pen left the paper, it was null and void. No one ever dreamed that some almost 75 years later, someone would travel to each and every of the 48 continental United States capitals and research the documentation. Come home ready to fight federal government with 17,000 certified notarized documents. Not too many months ago, we were in Washington, D.C. and had what was called a walk around the IRS building. The walk around started at the Jefferson Memorial, and we walked around the IRS building chanting, "Show me the law, show me the law." When I got behind the podium and had the mic, I challenged Commissioner Rossetti. "Come and get me, Rossetti. No one else wants to do it. You're the boss. You do it. You have the power. You do it." I said, "But first, you have to get by this." And I held up volume one of The Law That Never Was. "You have to get by this book first. And then you have to get by the 17,000 certified notarized documents. Anytime you're ready and willing to take the witness stand and you want to indict me, I'll have all 17,000 documents sitting there and we'll go through them one by one, including volume one and two."
Well, Bill, how do you address the question that many people will come and say, "Well, the 16th Amendment is beyond review. There's cases out there that people have actually brought in one of your volumes, for example." How do you address the fact that they're saying, "Oh, the 16th Amendment is beyond review"?
Fraud. They have to remember a fraudulent act. It just wipes out every contract. If someone would have a problem all the way back to 1913, I could still say, "Okay, he's not filing the tax return because you don't have a law. Show and prove to me and to us, to the American people, that you have a law from its inception." And this is where a lot of people have made a very serious mistake. They haven't gone to the inception of the law.
And also, really, your entire package is necessary, not just one of your volumes, somebody going in there on his own, trying to tell a judge, "I read Bill Benson's book." That is not what your program is about. Is that correct?
See, I explained that if you do that, the government's going to file what's called a motion in limine. The judge is going to grant it, and you won't be able to use the book. You've got to do it correctly, and you do need the entire program, the entire 16th Amendment Reliance Defense Program that I developed in 1993. And when that is taken before the IRS, believe me, it is the most powerful thing that has ever been taken to them. Because of the work that I've done, we now have two that I know of, probably three, and I think there's a fourth coming along. One for sure, a CID agent who has resigned because they would not answer his questions about this issue. He said, "How can I carry my handcuffs? How can I carry my service revolver? How can I have my bulletproof vest in the trunk of my car and all the equipment that I need? How can I take anyone's property when I know now as an IRS agent there is no law for me to do it?" And he resigned.
In the course of trying to get this information considered, I've heard that different people at different times have attempted to bring this in front of either the Supreme Court or the Congress, and it's been passed back and forth like a kind of hot potato. So can you explain or tell us a little of the history of that and where it stands now?
It is a hot potato. No one wants to address it. If any individual would stand on the steps of the IRS building and challenge a commissioner, because we had a podium set up, we had mics set up, we had loudspeakers set up, and challenge a commissioner, show us where we're wrong. Prove to us that we're wrong. And Commissioner Rossetti wouldn't even come out to speak to us. At one time, he was going to, because I told one of the fellows that we were with, I said, take a note up to the guard and see if he will talk to three of us. Because there were 500 people there, 600 people at that session. And I said, see if he will talk to three of us. So the guard took the note, took it to Commissioner Rossetti. It took him 20 minutes to come back. And he said, no, put it in formal writing. Now that just doesn't make sense. Here you have a man challenging him in open view before the public. Come and get me, indict me. And he refuses to do it. I haven't received a letter. I don't receive the 1040 booklets that everyone gets every year. I don't receive any of that. And it's all because of the 16th Amendment issue.
To get back to this specific game that's played, where if you take it through the court system to the Supreme Court or try to get Congress to talk about it, neither one will deal with it. This is alarming and problematic, and it involves a lot of people in collusion to be able to avoid looking at this. It's not just the head of the IRS.
One of the major problems is that you have to go through the district court, the appellate court, if you lose, and then the bank panel, and then file a certiorari to the Supreme Court and see if they will hear you. The Supreme Court, so far, everyone is ducking this issue. There's a very good reason, very good common sense reason, because they have fraudulently taken people's money for 80 years, taken their homes, their cars, put them in prison. They've done everything that they can to people. And when this comes out, and if they would concede that, okay, Bill, you're right, your book is right, you'd have so many lawsuits filed against the federal government, I don't think they could ever get out from underneath it. I tried to tell people, to encourage them, no, don't file a lawsuit. Let's stop it now. Let's just get rid of it now. Yeah, we've all paid a price. We've all suffered in one way or another, but let's stop it now. We've been to Washington now 8 times, invited the commissioner, the Congress, the Department of Justice, everyone. Formal letters were sent to them. They refused to show up, even at a meeting that is held in Washington. They refuse to show up.
Now, why is it that also there's been so little coverage of this in the media and the press so that so few people know that this has been happening?
You see, one of the things that happens here is that the Congress and the IRS are playing the good guy, bad guy part, like any police officer in any city, any town, any state would play in a squad car, unmarked car, whatever. One guy's a good guy, one guy's a bad guy. Congress can stop this tomorrow, period, without the IRS saying anything. They have no power. It is the Congress of the United States that is really at fault. And I believe that's why we're seeing a lot of rumble right now as far as we've got to do something about this. Senator Traficant was before the floor of the House, and he said, the IRS is nothing but a bunch of stumbling, bumbling nincompoops, and we've got to get rid of them. They've got to go. Never ever before have we heard senators or Congress coming out with language like that. They simply haven't done it. But today they are. I think it'd probably take another year, maybe two. I doubt if it's going to be two. But one of the things people have to do is stand together. I watch documentaries on television like everyone else does, and one that I'll never ever forget is the march that Dr. Martin Luther King had on Washington. when he said, we are going to get our civil rights. We're going to march peacefully to Washington. Those black people dropped everything and anything they had to do. I don't care if they had to go to work. I don't care what they had to do. You saw the throngs of people in Washington, D.C. When are we going to wake up and do that very same thing? That is what has to happen. And this income tax will go. But it's a fear that government has now of being sued. Mm-hmm. They know the wrong that they've done to so many people.